Sounding fantastic, and it seems like it sounds more so every time I hear these guys. These are the Board Arc Bottom Boys, and it's coming live and direct from KFYN this afternoon, the Lonnie Ridley program, and we're going to cut them loose again and see what else they're going to do for us. You ready, guys?
You going to be sharing this mic with me the rest of the evening?
I hope not. If I could get out of it, you got bad breath. Not really. Anyway, do something else for us.
Well, we're going to try Owen Carl Grandfather's clock.
Get this out of the well there a little bit. That sounds good. We've got 5 minutes past three. What are you going to do? Are you going to sing some this afternoon or what?
Oh, I don't know. You better ask Gary about that.
Yeah.
Not much for singing.
Yeah, we're
going to
do another instrumental here. This is one that we had requested right after our last show. It's called Whoa Mule Whoa. I'm going to feature the string bender again.
We're going to try it.
Okay. I know the last time we were on the air back in December, this phone rang off the hook out here the entire time we were on the air, and we just had numerous requests. If somebody has a request they'd like to call in, if we can get to it, we'll try it. And meanwhile, we're going to let the Board Arc Bottom Boys have it again.
Thank you.
Did you know there are more than 200 different careers to choose from in the health field? Not just for people who study lots of science and want to become nurses and doctors, but for people who like to sketch and paint pictures or like to build things with their hands. Get the facts in our free booklet called 200 Ways to Put Your Talent to Work in the Health Field. For your copy, write to National Health Council, Box 40, Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10019. A public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
That was one of our requests there, Lonnie. My granddaddy over here wanted to hear us play that one, and I kind of like it myself, so we thought we'd do that for him as our first one.
That's a good one. What was the name of that?
That was John Hardy. His name is John Henry, by the way.
John Henry. That's still driving, man, I guess.
John Hardy for John Henry.
You bet. I know the other night we were doing a little rehearsal out here, and you were showing us a lesson on the banjo. How about giving us a lesson on the banjo?
Well, all I was talking about, Lonnie, was is different styles of playing here, and one of the oldest ways is picking a melody, you know, a few melody notes, but then adding a lot of extra notes in behind it, like on Fireball Mail. This is something the way we usually play it. See that now, if you know the words to that, and I don't, or the melody just goes something like, see there, you notice all the fill-in notes that we had in behind it. Then I noticed the record you got laying on the floor here is Super Pickers. No, it's not there. It's over here behind you. Oh, Bobby Thompson plays on it. You see him on Hee-Haw every once in a while. Stands over there in a funny-looking hat like I wore over here the other night. And he kind of come up with a style of his own. They call it chromatic or melodic type picking. And I kind of goofed up using some back in December because it's a little bit harder to play in. What it is, every note you're hitting is a melody note, and if you miss one, fast as you're playing it, well, you know, you're sunk, because more than likely the finger that you used to hit that wrong note was supposed to hit another one, and then you hit that one with another wrong finger, and your whole roll runs into a bunch of wrong notes, you know, and you really are sunk. And I'll show you the difference here in that chromatic style. I'll do a little bit of that sailor's hornpipe. I tried some of it last time. That's one I goofed up on, so I'll see if I can't straighten it out here. Thank you.
about time we introduce everybody. Everybody being two. Okay, these are the Board of Arkbottom boys, and on the banjo is Boyd, what's your name?
Boyd Hudgens.
Yeah, that's what it
hey,
was.
He's talking about these green shirts we got on here. Got Boyd Arkbottom boys rolled across the back of them. Went over to the mall one night, and that boy, he liked to not made these things for us because they got something like 18 letters across the back of them. We just barely did talk him into it, and I think them all was done closed down when he got finished making them, so don't be putting them down. Well, a lot of work went into them shirts.
They're really pretty shirts. They're green t-shirts, if you can see them, with the Board of Arkbottom boys written on the back of them. And Gary Moreland's over on the guitar. We don't want to ignore him either. We're just kidding this afternoon. And he kind of stays hid over there, but he plays a mean guitar, and he's going to sing one for us, I think, isn't he?
Yeah,
aren't he?
I want to do I'll Fly Away, an old gospel tune. I'd like to dedicate this to two people that are very special to me, my mother and father.
Okay, good enough. Let's hear it.
Attention, Texas, because I'm fixing to preach. My sermon, 5 ways to reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. Eat a proper diet, low in cholesterol and saturated fat. Have a medical checkup at least once a year. Have your blood pressure checked regularly. See your physician about a regular exercise program. And for goodness sake, stop smoking. That's my sermon, so say amen. Start reducing your risk of heart attack and stroke.
Well, I tell you, I play records better than I play a guitar.
That's a
warning.
I see Gary pick up a mandolin over here. I think he just learned to play it last night. He's going to try to follow us on that. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Lonnie Ridley and a Wildwood Flower.
I'm not even sure about
this.
Do it, redheaded straight.
missed it. That's what we get for not rehearsing.
There you go. I told you I was better at playing records, though, than I am at playing guitar.
This company might just lose a DJ.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure.
He said he was going to work down at that other station. What was it, the Enco?
Yeah, it was. Something like that. I hope Ralph Emery didn't hear that.
Whatever, y'all do us another.
Oh, you better watch us on this one. We just learned this one night before last. It's called Riding the Waves.
These are the Board Arc Bottom Boys. You're listening to them live and direct this afternoon from KFYN on the Lonnie Ridley program. It's 3:21, and we'll be back with some more of the fine bluegrass music that you're hearing on KFYN immediately following this message.
It happens. You miss a payment, and the company is going to get your boss to take it out of your pay. Well, it's a good feeling to know that there's a federal garnishment law that tells your boss how much can be taken from your pay. If you need help and information, call the nearest wage and hour office, listed in most phone books on the U.S. government Department of Labor. They're the people who really care about you.
Okay, we're back in here.
Now, what are you talking on? You ain't got a mic over, right? Oh, okay. Don't try Cumberland Gap. Yeah. That's way the other side of Boat Art Bottom.
Sounded good. That I can't get over here with these earphones on. That's hard to do. It really, that's a trick. This ought to be on TV. It really should. All right. What have you got for us now? he's adding to the list.
I'm adding that we've done. I'm just thinking. We don't have any.
We've had a request for Foggy Mountain Breakdown. I bet y'all didn't even know that one, do you?
I don't know. We'll see if we can learn it right quick.
All right, try it.
I think Gary's about to give out over there. You still got 12 strings left on that guitar?
Still got 12 out of 12.
Right. I'm lucky I only got 5 to play with.
There. But anyway, you're listening to the Boardwalk Bottom Boys from KFYN on a Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a regular feature for the next 3 or 4 weeks or so, maybe longer than that, maybe from now on. Who knows? We probably can't run them off after that. But it's fantastic music. It really is. This bluegrass is something. It's a going thing right now. I think all of it. There you go. You tell them. Everybody got quiet. Everybody's mic's right, I think. Okay, what are you going to do next?
Oh, this may be our last one here. We're going to do a little Home Sweet Home.
That's my favorite.
It's your favorite. It's our favorite, too. We're going to head back to Home Sweet Home in a minute. Let's do this some slow one time and do it fast.
Kid D.
It was G last time. No, wasn't it? Was C.
We got to get out of here. Wait a minute. There we go. Got to get out of that hole first, and then we got to get out of here and make room for some more music. This has been a fantastic half hour. We've enjoyed it, guys.
Well, we enjoyed being here, Lonnie.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing y'all over next week. And Gary, you want to say bye? There he goes. All right. We'll see you next week on the Bluegrass American Style from KFYM, the Lonnie Ridley program. It's 29 minutes past 3 o'clock.